This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on my patient. Last name is He, H for house, E for Europe. First name is U, Y, U, E for Europe. Date January 20, 2023, period. She is a 51-year-old female patient who comes with a history of shortness of breath, which she has been experiencing for last 2 to 3 years. And she has noticed that when she tries to walk 10,000 steps, she would become short of breath, or walking fast would make her short of breath, period. She can walk about 7 to 8,000 steps without any significant problem, which she has been doing for last few years, and she walks 6 days a week, period. New paragraph. Also, she has noticed that if she tries to walk 10,000 steps in the morning or afternoon, she will have a feeling of heaviness in the chest along with the squeezing feeling, squeezing, S-Q-U-E, E for Europe, E for Europe, Z for zebra, I for India, N for Nancy, G. And also feeling of tightness which would last for few hours, period. She has noticed that rest will help this symptom, period. New paragraph. She has been under increased stress for last few years, and for last 1 year she has not been working, period. She does have a history suggestive of panic attacks as well as claustrophobia. C for Charlie, L for Larry, A for Apple, U, S for Sam, T for Tom, E for Europe, R, O, P for Peter, H, O, B for Boy, I for India, A for Apple, period. New paragraph. History of palpitation under stressful situation, period. No history of dizziness or syncope, period. The no history of any recent upper respiratory tract infection, period. No history of bleeding tendency or a GI problem, G capital, period, I for India capital, period, problem, period. New paragraph, period. No history of edema of feet, period, new paragraph. Past history. September 2022, she had a COVID-19 infection. C for Charlie, O, V for Victor, I for India, D for David, 19. Infection with fever, and it lasted for 7 days, period. She has a history of heartburn in the past, which is better now. Heartburn, H-E-A-R-T for Tom Burn, B for Boy, U-R-N, period. No history of hypertension, period. History of pre-diabetes, period. No history of cerebrovascular accident, coma, myocardial infarction, or hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem, period. 3 years ago, she was seen in Pomona Valley Hospital for a panic attack, period. Now, a small amount of stress causes shortness of breath. But 3 years prior to that, she could handle stress very well, period. New paragraph. Three years ago, she had a cardiac workup which was negative, period, new paragraph. Allergy, none, period, new paragraph. Family history, father who is 85-year-old is in good health, period. Mother died in her 70s due to heart problem, period. No other family history, period, new paragraph. Social history, she does not smoke, period. She does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period, new paragraph. New paragraph, personal history, so for 1 year she is not working, period. She is 5'2" tall and her weight is 130 pounds, period. On exam, patient is alert, conscious and cooperative, period, pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis or clubbing, period, no JVP, edema, calf tenderness. Homan sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both dorsalis pedis, which are 4x4, period, both posterior tibial 2x4, period. No carotid bruit, period, no obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity 130/90/90 millimeters of mercury, period. Few minutes later, blood pressure 130/130/84 millimeters of mercury, period. Another few minutes later, blood pressure 124/80/80 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph, cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space, within midclavicular line, normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is no S3, S4 or any significant heart murmur noted, period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system, grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. The EKG shows normal sinus rhythm and no significant abnormality, period. The patient had an extensive cardiac workup at University of California, Irvine. I for India, R, V for Victor, I for India, N for Nancy, E for Europe. New paragraph. So patient was seen first time on February 9, 2021 with shortness of breath, period. See, on March 30, 2021, she had an endo PET scan, endo, E for Europe, N for Nancy, D for David, O, PET, P for Paul, E for Europe, T for Tom scan, which was abnormal, suggesting abnormal vascular function, period. On May 25, 2021, she had a stress echo, which was negative, period. She did 10.6 METs, M for Mary, E for Europe, T for Tom, S for Sen in capital letter, and at peak, P for Paul, E for Europe, A for Apple, K for Kite, PA pressure was 34 millimeters of mercury, period. On April 22, 2021, patient had a CT of coronary arteries. CT is C capital, T for Tom, A for Apple capital, coronary artery. And it did not show any significant coronary artery disease, period. September 24, 2021, patient had a cardiac cath which showed normal coronaries, period. At the time of cardiac cath, the coronary flow reserve was done with IV adenosine, A for Apple, D for David, E for Europe, N for Nancy, O, S for Sam, I for India, N for Nancy, E for Europe. And it was reported that coronary flow reserve is abnormal, suggesting microvascular function abnormality, but not due to endothelium. Endothelium, E for Europe, N for Nancy, D for David, O, T for Tom, H for House, E for Europe, L for Larry, I for India, U, M for Mary, period. She also had a intracoronary acetylcholine, A for Apple, C for Charlie, E for Europe, T for Tom, Y, L for Larry, C for Charlie, H for House, O, L for Larry, I for India, N for Nancy, E. And this suggested abnormal endothelial dependent microvascular function, period. Intracoronary nitroglycerin was given, which did show some vasodilation, but it did not meet criteria. Dilation, D for David, I for India, L for Larry, A for Apple, T for Tom, I for India, O, N for Nancy. And this suggested non-endothelial dependent macrovascular dysfunction as per the report, but also it was suggested in report that it did not meet the criteria for above finding, period. New paragraph. No coronary vasospasm was noted, and LV, EDP, L capital, V for Victor, E for Europe, D for David, P for Peter, LV, EDP was 12 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. February 20, 2020, patient had a PFT, P for Paul, F for Frank, T for Tom, that was within normal limit. And patient says that about 2 to 3 years ago, she had a sudden onset of tachycardia, and at that time, Holter monitor, coma, echo, and stress test were negative, period. New paragraph. On November 3, 2021, patient was seen by Dr. Kim, K-I-M, in University of California, Irvine, who felt that patient's symptom of P and D, P for Paul, N for Nancy, D for David, comma, fatigue and insomnia is angina equivalent, E for Europe, Q, U, I for India, V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry, E for Europe, N for Nancy, T, period. New paragraph. Also note that 2 to 3 years ago, patient had a complete cardiac workup for sudden onset of tachycardia, and that time Holter echo and stress tests were done, which were negative, period. New paragraph. Analysis. This patient has a symptom of shortness of breath on higher level of exertion, for example, 10,000 steps, or walking fast or running, period. Her cardiac workup so far is negative, except endothelial and non-endothelial microvascular dysfunction, period. New paragraph. Patient was given metoprolol 25 milligram once a day, metoprolol, M for Mary, E for Europe, T for Tom, O, P for Peter, R, O, L for Larry, O, L for Larry, by cardiologist at UCI, U capital, C for Charlie, and I for India capital, period. According to the patient, this did not help, so on her own, about 1 to 2 weeks ago, she discontinued the medication, period. So at present, she is not on any cardiac medication, period. New paragraph. In order to evaluate her physical capacity, plan is to do stress test. And in order to evaluate for any arteriosclerosis of the coronary artery, patient is advised to do coronary calcium score, period. Depending on the workup, results further management will be planned, period. Face-to-face, more than 70 minutes were spent in clinical evaluation, comma, review of previous chart and explanation of the findings noted in the previous chart, plus pros and cons of new workup, and patient was advised to monitor her symptom at home along with the monitoring of the blood pressure, period. Patient was also advised that in view of her finding of microvascular dysfunction, if she desires, she may seek a second opinion at tertiary medical center like Cedars-Sinai Hospital. Tertiary, T for Tom, E for Europe, R, T for Tom, I for India, A for Apple, R, Y, medical center like Cedars-Sinai, C for Charlie in capital letter, E for Europe, D for David, A for Apple, R, S, Sinai, S for Sam in capital letter, I for India, N for Nancy, A for Apple, I for India, hospital, period. Patient at present has decided to continue with the present management plan, and in the future she will decide whether she would like to go for a second opinion, period. New paragraph. The initial impression number one, shortness of breath on moderate exertion, period. Number two, symptom of heaviness in the chest lasting for a few hours, period. Next line, number three, episodes of palpitation but generally related to stress, period. Next line, number four, history of COVID-19, C, O, V for Victor, I for India, D for David, 19, infection, September 2022. Next line, number five, history of pre-diabetes. Next line, number six, history of panic attacks in the past, period. Number seven, history of being under increased stress recently, period. And number eight, patient says that she's in the middle of the menopause, M-E-N-O-P-A-U-S-E, and she is having insomnia and she's irritable, period. Number 10, history of heartburn, but it is better now, period. New paragraph. In the history, please add one more, and that is menstrual history. And according to the patient, she's going through menopause, and with that she's irritable, and she has a problem of insomnia, period. Also in the cardiovascular system exam, please add ejection systolic click in the findings, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.